How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am joined by Harrison Fagan. This is like the first time in a month that we've had back-to-back shows where Harrison and I are here together. So this is kind of a momentous occasion. And as this is kind of momentous...
It is the only momentous occasion in August, I guess.
I'm trying to build up as much hype as I possibly can for this, really. Like, this is me trying to get everybody excited to listen to a Lakers podcast while we're still weeks away from training camp.
Guys, I don't want to overhype this, but this is probably going to be the best Lakers-centric podcast you listen to this specific hour of whatever day you are listening to it on.
unless you're Dom and you listen to stuff at like five times normal, and this hour-long podcast becomes 20 minutes.
Shout out to you, Dom, and you probably didn't understand us saying your name because it was on like five times speed, but you know.
All right, so the way today's show is going to be, and by the way, today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use that promo code LOLakers to get $20 back off of your first purchase using the application. Make sure you're following along with the show on Audio Boom, iTunes, Silver Screen Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and today's Fast Break. Today's show is going to work like this. NBA 2K released their all-time teams. That are coming out in the game, which, by the way, the game looks amazing. So
the game always looks amazing. It's the best video game. It's the best sports simulation going. I'm not being paid to say that. That's just true.
Yeah, I'm probably actually going to buy this one. That's how psyched I am for this game. So anyway, they released their all-time teams across the entire NBA. They gave us some stuff to talk about regarding the Lakers. So we're going to talk about the rosters that they released out there. And then we're going to have a quick break to talk about SeatGeek. And on the other side of the break, we're going to have two separate segments. One segment, Harrison and I are going to draft all-time Lakers teams that are going to compete against each other.
You guys are going to tell us who drafted the better all-time starting five, and we can't take the same players.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to start there. And then after that is done, on the other side of that, we are going to, and Harrison and I are going to work together on this, we're going to draft the all-time Lakers role player team. We're going to go like...
Or I thought we said non-Hall of Famer.
Right, yeah. Non-Hall of Famer, role player, however you wanted to define it. We are going to draft that team. It's going to be about seven or eight deep. And we're going to look across the entire NBA 2K rosters to see which teams, and you guys can let us know this as well, which teams the Lakers role player, all-time role player teams would beat against franchise by franchise, their actual best teams that they could put together. So, fun show. This is actually, you know, thank God for NBA 2K because they gave us stuff to talk about. This is actually, I'm really looking forward to this. I love dipping into NBA and Laker history. Let's get going into this, though, right away. Harrison, I'm going to read off this roster to you, and then from there we're going to get into who we would have, you know, taken off and replaced with whomever. Let's start with the starting five was Magic.
All right,
Johnson.
So Anthony, as we try to draw up enthusiasm for this, get ready, guys. Anthony's about to read a list. Next up, grocery list.
We'll start with the starting five because starting five, like, that can change even within the roster, within the shape of the roster in and of itself, right? So They have Magic starting at point guard. Okay. Jerry West starting at shooting guard. Disagree. Kobe starting at...
I actually very nearly just spit coffee on my microphone.
Kobe starting at small forward. Kareem starting at power forward. And Shaq as the center. All right. Everybody knows at this point where I stand on Jerry West. I think he's a great executive, one of the best minds in the history of basketball, in the history of sports. But I don't think he belongs in the Lakers starting five, seeing as Kobe is a better shooting guard than him. But Harrison, off the, you know, here listening to those five guys, is there anything you would change with all of Lakers lore at your disposal?
The starting five? No, I don't think I would change the starting five. I guess it kind of depends on which era we're playing in, because, I mean, I don't know if Kareem could guard today's stretch fours, Anthony. I don't know if that Twin Tower lineup is going to work out. I think that it might get run off the floor. Yeah. I'm being facetious. But as far as I don't really have any quibbles, but you said you wanted Jerry West out. Who are you putting in for him? So it sounds like you move Kobe to shooting guard, but then who are you moving in at the three?
I put James Worthy at the three. So I'd have Magic, Kobe, Worthy, either Powell or Kareem and Shaq.
The disrespect to the logo is real.
I mean, I'm sorry, but Kobe is objectively a better
team.
You're wrong. I'm not. Kobe is objectively a better player than Jerry West could have been, even if you like gave West.
I agree, but I don't like all due respect to friend of the show and recurring guest James Worthy. I don't think that he's better than Jerry West.
I actually disagree. I think James Worthy is a better fit in that starting five.
Better podcast, but not. I don't know if he's a better player.
Well, he's definitely better on the mic. But the other thing too is like Jerry West was what 6'4", 6'5", maybe, and you know he might
doing been... the Why Jerry West Actually Sucked podcast again, Anthony.
I'm not going to, but I'm saying that given how immobile Kareem and Shaq are in the front court, you need as much switchability in the backcourt as you possibly can. And I think I think James Worthy helps you in that respect.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to fight you too hard.
All right, so going across the roster now to top out this roster, you have Elgin Baylor, James Worthy, George Mikan, Will Chamberlain, Pau Gasol, Gail Goodrich, Jamal Wilkes, Byron Scott, Michael Cooper,
Somebody just got fined.
Oh, come on. That doesn't
count. Yeah. All right, I'm sending a tweet from your account. I've been waiting for this. I was trying to get you to throw him into the starting lineup instead of Jerry West, and you threw me when you picked James Worthy. There we go. Got you.
That doesn't count.
That definitely counts.
It does not. All right. I want everybody to tweet either at Harrison or at me or at Locked On Lakers to let us know whether or not you think that should constitute
a tweet at Locked On Lakers. I'm reading whether a list. Or not Anthony should be fined.
All right. And to finish out that list, Derek Fisher, who I don't think in the history of his career was rated at an 84, like at any point in his career, he was rated that high, but somehow
I'm not sure about that. But the one thing there that's really important to keep in mind here is that these guys have to agree to have their likeness used in the game. So there is the possibility that there is someone who is off this list that just 2K couldn't get as easily as they could get Derek Fisher. All due respect to Derek Fisher, 5-time NBA champion, buzzer beater enthusiast.
All right. I'm glad you gave that disclaimer. I was about to give it, but with that behind us, where would you change this list, if anywhere?
Well, the one that you brought up before the show, so I want to give you credit for your idea, but definitely Lamar Odom is missing, and I would. I'm sorry, Derek Fisher would be gone.
All right, and then I would put Nick Van Exel. So I would swap out. Byron,
you just want Nick Van Exel now because he admitted that like he would like to play one-on-one against you.
I can't understate how much I enjoyed watching Nick Van Exel play basketball. He was so much fun to watch. And he belongs on that team ahead of Derek Fisher. And I think Lamar Odom belongs on that team ahead of Byron Scott. And honestly, there's a case to be made just if you're talking about like a single year. And this is going to be kind of blasphemous, but if you're talking about a single year player, Either Ron Artest or Trevor Ariza belongs on this team ahead of like Gail Goodrich or Michael Cooper.
Wow, the disrespect.
Yeah, no, I mentioned
Anthony. Anthony, all people over the age of 30 or 40 listening to this show, you should. As my lights go out, I'm not sure if my power just went out or if my lights in my apartment just failed.
We can still hear you, so that's good.
Okay, that's good. I'm not recording it. This is very scary. I might die at some point during this podcast. But yeah, if you're over 30 or 40, Anthony, he hates you and the way that you see basketball, I think is what he's trying to say.
Essentially. All right. Before I light my mentions further on fire, let's really quickly talk about SeatGeek. It's the fastest, smartest, and easiest way to buy tickets online. They have the deal score, which tells you ahead of time how great a value you're getting on whatever tickets you're buying. You are getting just the technology that goes into the application. It's just a really cool way to buy tickets. And I was talking to my uncle, who is, you know, a little behind the times. He's like 80 years old. And I was telling him about SeatGeek, and he was saying how hard it is to find tickets for certain places. And I told him, I was like, just, you have an iPhone, let me download you the app, let me show you how to find tickets. And I got him tickets to a Dodger game while he's out here. He's from the Northwest. He hasn't seen the Dodgers in forever. And I got him this value, and he was just shocked at, like, one, how cheap the tickets can be if you don't buy them the old school way, and two, how fast and easy it was to buy those tickets. So that was kind of cool to explain that to my uncle.
Yeah, and I'm sure he probably would like the deal score if you explained it to him, and he would probably like the price alerts that let him choose what he wants to pay and then get alerted when the seats are available. And overall, it's an amazing product. I would endorse it and recommend it to my friends, even if they were not sponsoring the show. But because they are sponsoring the show, we can offer you guys a $20 rebate on your first ticketing purchase. Just use the promo code LOLakers and get that free $20. We're basically buying you a beer at the game, so you're welcome.
And tell your friends about it. Make sure you spread the word so that even if you've already used that promo code, your friend can use it. And then again, Harrison and I just bought you a beer. So
you're welcome. All right. In honor of Kobe Bryant Day, you're welcome.
Yeah. In honor of Kobe Bryant. 8/24 being Kobe Bryant Day is like the perfect day for him. Like it would not have been like 8 of 12. I think that
was the reasoning behind making it 8/24.
Well, no, I mean, a jersey number aside, like it wasn't going to be like 8 of 12. It wasn't going to be like 6 of 10.
Oh my God.
All right, so let's talk about, let's draft. You and I are going to go head to head. I'll give you first round pick. And we're going to go you pick, then I pick
you,
twice.
You just know that I suck at drafting, and so you're so confident that you can win this that you're just going to give me the first pick, I guess.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're honest about it. Hey, that's nice of you. So are we going like Snake where I get the first pick, you get the next two?
Well, that's what I was going to say is like you can either opt for the first overall pick or you can take the next two picks.
I'll take the next two. You can go first.
First overall pick.
Yeah. Then after that, we go 1-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do this. I'll keep track of our lineups on paper.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
I'm going to break the ground right here with a crazy pick. I'm going Magic Johnson.
Okay. Whoa. I did not expect you to pick arguably the greatest Laker in history. Really blew my mind there.
Given how much crap we talk on him as a possible executive and, you know, they have tampering charges against him, like Magic Johnson is the greatest Laker of all time. Period.
Other than possibly the guy that I am about to pick.
All right.
Kobe Bryant. Kobe better.
Kobe. It just rolls off the tongue. All right. So you got Kobe. Who's your next pick?
So I got Kobe, and I don't have to think a whole lot about this next one. I'm going to reunite the most dominant 1-2 punch. I'm assuming you're probably just going to take Kareem. So we're basically just going Showtime versus three-peat.
All right, so you broke up there. But for everybody listening, Harrison just took Shaq. His team is going to have chemistry issues from the get-go.
They're still going to win. They're just going to leave a couple on the table.
Not against my team. All right, so I have two picks now, right?
Yeah, no, you just have one.
No, I don't know. We go one, and then two, and then two, and then two, and two.
I'm pretty sure you're cheating again, but that's fine. Go ahead.
All right. I am going to select Kareem, which, again, it's crazy how underrated Kareem is. They rated him as a 96 in the game when he was... He won Finals MVP and I think actual MVP while he was with the Lakers three times. So, yeah, I'm going with Kareem. And then with my second pick, I'm taking Powell.
Okay, interesting front court. I actually kind of like that.
Yeah, no, it's just an insane.
That would be a very fun to watch, like high-low passing combination. Like it would be the most skilled big man combination of all time, I think.
I would say so. And, like, I would just love to hear Pau and Kareem have any conversation about literally anything with, like, Magic chiming in about, like, exclamation point! Like,
how does Pau Gasol not have a podcast called The Poudcast?
Because that sounds awful.
You're welcome. A free idea, Pau. You can take that one for free. Just let me co-host it, please, because I'm looking for a new one.
Okay. Everybody listening to this right now is like shocked that I didn't make that joke.
I know. I think you're contagious.
Yeah, probably. All right, I'm herpes. All right, so you have the next two picks to round out your starting five.
Wait, I get two now? I thought I just got one.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, you got two.
So when do we go back to ones? Man, you could tell we planned this out very well.
No, it's a snake draft. Like in right now, like people across the country.
I misunderstood the concept, but okay. So I'm going to go ahead and go Wilt just because I was looking a little weak at the big man spot, Shaq already. So I'm going to go ahead and grab Wilt because I mean, sure, he'd probably have a problem guarding, like, stretch fours or something, but Powell's not a stretch four.
Yeah, he is. Did you see what he shot from three-point range this past year?
No, I didn't.
He was, like, one of the better shooters in the NBA this year from three-point range.
Well, whatever. I don't buy it. Small sample size. I think Wilt could handle him, and that is going to be a dominant combination. Like, you're just not stopping those two guys on the other end.
Yeah, that is as formidable.
And Kobe is going to get so many Kobe assists to Shaq and Wilt. It's going to be unbelievable.
Somewhere out there, and Snotty Drippin just threw a pen against the wall.
Yeah. And so then I guess I'm trying to think, who am I going to go with now? I'm going to go with James Worthy.
All right, so you have no point guard.
Kobe, Shaq, Wilt, and James Worthy.
Cool. All right, so I will go to finish off my starting five. You have another pick after me.
Yes.
I have Magic. I probably need a defensive-minded player. So I'm probably going to take Metta World Peace. I'm going to go with Metta World Peace as my small forward, and I'm going to finish this off with Jerry West as my shooting guard.
So you're going to go with Metta and Jerry West.
Mm-hmm. So I have Magic, Jerry West, Metta, Pau, and Kareem. And I really like my team. It has everything you need in like any era of basketball.
Okay, and just to hurt you personally, I'm going to go with Nick Van Exel.
Oh, gosh. We need to get Nick the Quick on this show. Like this.
Yeah, that's a dream, honestly. We need to get him on just because I think you might pass out.
You'd have to host the show and I'd just be lying in the corner over here. All right,
like
so,
Anthony actually fangirls over Nick Van Exel. When I told him that I interviewed Nick Van Exel one time, he like basically had a breakdown. He was like, "How did you not tell me? Why would you not like invite me?"
Yeah,
like it was a little worrying. I let Van Exel's people know.
I didn't. I could have handled that better in hindsight, but you know, sometimes these things happen. All right, so let's recap these. teams.
Okay, so I will post this on Twitter, and you guys can tell Locked On Lakers which one of us you thought had the better roster. But so I chose Kobe, Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain, James Worthy, and Nick Van Exel. Anthony went with Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Pau Gasol, Meta World Peace, and his least favorite player of all time, Jerry West.
You let Paul Pierce off the hit.
I can't wait for that Lonzo Ball Stan account that's been in my mentions for the past like 4 months to tell me that we snubbed Lonzo.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely gonna happen. All right, let's each take one bench guy off of the bench. I think it's my pick, right?
Yeah, I went last, so I guess you got to pick.
All right, so I'll go one bench guy. I'm going with Odom off the bench.
Damn, that was going to be mine.
Yeah.
You're just trying to cheat and, like, stack your roster.
I am not. All right, you could take Odom if you want. I can take another guy.
No. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and go with Michael Cooper, just a defensive change of pace.
Damn,
off
that's
the bench.
A good one. That's a good yeah. one. That's who I would have. If you would have taken Odom, I would have taken Cooper.
But this I mean, both of those guys are like superstar six men, so that actually fits.
It's a perfect segue into the next portion of this conversation, which is going to be if you and I were to be co-GMs, I'll take the burden on my shoulders and I'll be the GM. You can be the assistant GM.
Or that's fine. Everyone knows I'm not good at drafting, so
the assistant to the general manager, if you're an Office fan.
Assistant to the Rhea general manager.
So now have you dropped two puns and I've dropped none.
I'm slowly losing my mind. And we'll get into that on the show's last segment.
That's gonna round out the show. All right, so right now, as it stands, basically our entire starting five, aside from Nick Van Exel and Pau as it stands right now, although I think Pau will eventually be a Hall of Famer. As it stands, those 10 guys that we drafted in our starting fives cannot be drafted. They are going to be Hall of Famers. I don't think Nick Van Exel is going to
get in. Oh, are we just saying like going to be? Or are we? I thought it had to be in. Kobe was going to be our first pick.
No. Going.
This is why I'm the assistant.
No, going to be and or currently are in the Hall of Fame. Those guys cannot be on the team that we draft right now. All right.
But I was told by many NBA bloggers that Kobe actually sucks and won't be in the Hall of Fame. So I mean, maybe we can pick him. I feel like this is a loophole.
That's a good point. All right. So Kobe's our first. No. All right. So let's work together on this. Let's try to figure this stuff out. And after we're done with this, Harrison, while we work on this, can you pick? I think it was Vice? I think it was Vice.
Yeah, I found a list of like the best all-time starting lineups.
Right. All right. So
Lakers actually already had it. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
On Sports Illustrated's list.
Yeah. All right. So let's start though with who would you say? I'll let you pick the point guard, or unless you want me to pick the point guard. But let's figure.
No, you go ahead and jump in first because I think you understand the game better.
All right. So I'm going to take Nick Van Exel as the Lakers' starting point guard, who will not be a Hall of Famer. Right.
How dare you disparage Nick Van Exel?
It's a bummer to me as much as anybody, to be completely honest, that he's not going to be. Other guys who could be in question there, right? Could be, man, the Lakers point, like Lonzo Ball is somehow.
The Lakers haven't had a lot of good point guards over
really
their
haven't.
History.
They really haven't.
It's like pretty barren. They've had a lot of guys that are kind of just role players, and also Magic Johnson.
Now, I feel like it has a lot to do with.
It's like once you've had the best point guard in NBA history, there's not really a point in having another point guard, you know? Like you already did that. You're not going to top it.
Well, like while Kobe and Shaq were playing together and while Kobe was in LA, like the idea of another ball
Kobe was
guard,
the point guard.
Yeah, like he was essentially the point guard, right? And like in the triangle, there was no point in having a point guard. All you really needed was somebody who could play decent defense and hit three-pointers. Like there was no real need for a good 10-15 year stretch of the Lakers organizational history that like you didn't need another point guard there, right? So it would make sense that, you know, Nick Van Exel being the point guard who followed essentially Magic Johnson, you know, he would be the last good player at the point guard spot. It makes sense that he would be the guy who starts on this team.
Yeah, I guess, like, narrative-wise, it does, for sure.
All right, so who are you and taking?
And, like, talent-wise, too.
Who are you taking? Yeah, but, yeah, it's not narrative. Nick Van Exel was
the guy. I just mean, like, narratively, it fits well.
Yeah. All right, so who are you taking as a shooting guard?
As the non-Hall of Fame shooting guard.
Yeah, so, like, names that come to mind is, like, Michael Cooper.
Yeah, Michael Cooper.
Eddie Jones, like a lot of people, like there are people
a guy who was pretty good on defense and came back to coach the Lakers and the team was much less good on defense. I'm going to go with Michael Cooper mainly so that I don't get fined.
All right. I'm going to cheat then, seeing as you're taking Michael Cooper. Eddie Jones has to be on this team. Like Eddie Jones, okay, Eddie Jones has to be like a.
Picking your childhood favorite team now.
There are people like I'm not even kidding. For that brief like 2 second period between you saying Michael Cooper and me saying Eddie Jones, there were people screaming at the into their headphones. How could you not take Eddie Jones there? Eddie Jones was legitimately fun to watch
friend of the show, Pete Zayas, went back and did like a time capsule Laker film room, and Eddie Jones, that whole team was really fun to watch.
This team that we're going to be watching this year has a lot in common with that team.
Other than that they won't be that good, but...
I think if you were to drop that team into this era, like into this Western Conference, I don't think they'd be that good either.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
All right, so we have...
Can I take the power forward?
Yeah, go for it.
It's got to be Robert Horry for me. Dude, like, there's no other choice.
You wouldn't take Odom? How would you not take Odom?
Maybe I'd take him as a small ball center. I'm sorry. Robert Horry is the player that kind of, like, made me a basketball fan, and I think that he'd play well in any era. And I got, like, you got to take Big Shot Bob, man. I'm sorry.
Adam Morris had an interesting theory about Robert Horry, and it's that, look, he won all those titles.
Is it that he has ice in his veins?
Roughly. That was basically it. But it basically, like, Robert Horry has, what, 7 championships?
Yeah, 7 titles.
So the theory that Adam had, and I think there's something to this, is that Horry was so far ahead of his game, and it helps him that he played on so many good teams. But Horry was so far ahead of his game as a stretch four and as a four who could switch into the perimeter and also defend guys down low that he really lended himself more to championships teams than people really want to give him credit for. And I think there's something to that theory. So, you know, I would probably still lean towards Lamar Odom, but Robert Horry is a damn good pick there. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
All right, so non-Hall of Fame centers for the Lakers. That takes out Shaq. That takes out Wilt. Mikan, Kareem. I'm going Bynum.
I think Bynum or Odom are fine choices.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably go Bynum as more. You're gonna of go like Bynum? The, yeah, I'd probably go Bynum as the
inside out with him. And although I actually really would have liked to see Odom play center and like his playmaking and all that. But yeah, Andrew Bynum's also a good choice. People forget, and this is cliche to say people forget, but there are actually people that forget, and I forget sometimes how good Andrew Bynum was.
Yeah, he kept. So before the Pau Gasol trade happened, he kept Kobe in LA. Like that season was so insane. It deserves its own 30 for 30.
It's going to get a 30 for 30 someday Kobe is like head of ESPN.
But like Bynum's play that season was convincing Kobe that, you know, just slowly but surely convincing Kobe that like, okay, yeah, this kid is worth sticking around for. And then he got hurt, and then everybody panics. It's like, oh, crap, now Kobe's gone for sure. And then, like,
now Kobe's for sure flying to Pluto.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, a week or two later, they wind up with Pau Gasol, and the rest is history. But Bynum, And honestly, like in that 2008 series, like Doc Rivers likes to whine about how if they would have had Kendrick Perkins, that they would have, and Bill Simmons can jump on
the great, the great Kendrick Perkins.
If they would have had Kendrick Perkins, then 2010 would have gone differently. But like, kick rocks, you idiots. Bynum was far and away better than either of those two you know, Kendrick Perkins was. And then Rasheed Wallace steps in and has a game of his life in Game 7. But, like, in 2008...
I know, they couldn't even blame it on fat Rasheed Wallace. Like, he played well.
Yeah,
he
did, look at his
That was, like, his first good game the whole season.
Yeah. Anywho, but you had Andrew Bynum was obviously didn't... I don't think he played at all in that series in 2008. And Trevor Ariza was coming off of that foot injury. Ironically, Lamar Odom hurt both those guys.
Lamar Odom hated his teammates. We're finding out really quick. We just did the detective work.
But yeah, no, I would have loved to see that 2008 series play out again with the front court of Pau, Bynum, and Odom. As the three guys that were, you know, that were anchoring that front court. And I really think that series goes differently in 2008. I would be willing to wager any amount of money on the Lakers against the Celtics in that series.
I would pick the Lakers if healthy in that series against the healthy Celtics as well.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it wouldn't be a rout. It probably would have been another seven gamer, but I would take the Lakers.
Yeah. All right, so we have the bench to get to now. So you already mentioned Lamar Odom as a potential, like, you know, small ball center.
Lamar's the guy here. How many bench players are we taking?
We'll go with three. An 8-man
rotation.
Because
most of the lists that I found are like mainly the starting five from 2K.
That's fine. I'll work off of memory. So Lamar would be the first guy off of the bench, and he could come off for either Ori. We know Odom and Bynum played well. Ori and Odom would be an extremely fun, you know, small ball front court that, you know, just stretches the floor like crazy, is super skilled. I really love that pick. Do you want to try to talk me out of it, or are you sticking with Odom?
No, Odom is, I think, easily the best guy left on the board.
All right. So non-Hall of Famers that the Lakers had, I think you have to talk about Derek Fisher here as like a backup point guard, right?
Or... again, Lakers former coach that, you know, their most recent coach before Luke Walton. I think I'm going to go ahead and take him.
Can we make him the ninth player and just keep him out of the rotation?
No. He was good, man. He was good.
He was. And that's the bummer of his coaching tenure, right?
Yeah.
It sucks that, like, you look back
on... because his legacy is totally tarnished now as a Laker, and it kind of sucks, because if you go back and you watch him play or you look at the numbers, like, he was ahead of his time. He'd be amazing in today's NBA.
Yeah.
He's exactly the type of player everybody's looking for, like a switchy, rangy guard who can shoot, wing, who can, like, defend and make threes.
Well, I don't think he was that tall. Like, I don't know.
Well, he was a good defender.
I don't know how much he'd be able to switch. Like, I think he'd be switch 1-2, but I don't, you know, 1-2-3. I don't think he could do that. But
I think he could guard threes in today's league.
But he was definitely well ahead of his time in terms of the 3-pointer. And look, all right, I'll take a fine if I have to take a fine. But this is like the rare occasion where we're actually complimenting Byron Scott, so I'm going to go ahead and use his name here, Byron Scott. In today's era,
already got fined, so it doesn't matter for
would
you.
He'd be really good in today's era. Like
I agree.
He would. I'd say he'd start on a championship quality team.
I mean, I definitely think so. I just spent that whole time talking him up. He's good.
Yeah, he was really good. So I would say, yeah, Derek Fisher, Lamar Odom, Byron Scott. That's your bench with Nick Van Exel. Who was a shooting guard? Michael Cooper, Eddie Jones, Robert Ori, and Andrew Bynum. So look at that roster, everybody. 1 through 8.
That's 7.
Is it? No, it isn't.
Van Exel, Cooper, Jones, Ori, Bynum, Odom, and the Lakers former coach.
And Fisher.
Okay.
That gives you 8.
Yes.
So... let us know. You have an 8-man rotation there. We'll write all this stuff down.
Yes, it's all written down right now. So now we're going to compare it to some of the other 2K all-time rosters.
All right. So off the top of the head, you kind of have to take some of the older organizations out of there, right? Like, this team isn't going to beat the Celtics. this team probably isn't going to beat like the Bulls.
I found a list from UpRocks. I'm going to give them a shout out.
All right.
It was actually Robbie Calland who ranked all 30 NBA all-time teams. Mm-hmm. And so starting at 30 is the Grizzlies with Marc Gasol, the Lakers' former coach, Greg Anthony, James Posey, and Bonzi Wells. This team would definitely beat them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because
so then you got the Raptors.
That Memphis team, like the Byron that's on that team is not, he was there for like one or two middling years. Like he was not good at that point, but go ahead.
Yeah. So they definitely beat the Grizzlies all time team. They beat the Raptors, Vince Carter, Amir Johnson, Terrence Ross, Alvin Williams. The Charlotte Hornets, the two players he has listed. This is actually the only team in the game without a player in the 90s. With Glenn Rice and Kenny Gattison are both on their all-time roster. I don't even know. Is Kenny Gattison a 2K Create player?
He might be.
Yeah, I think they made him up. I don't think that's a real person.
Yeah, I don't think so.
New Orleans Pelicans, Chris Paul was really good. They got Trevor Ariza and J.R. Smith as well, but I think this Lakers team maybe beats them.
Chris Paul's really good. I wanted to let you know that like next week we have Kenny Gattison on the podcast. So
oh, this is awkward.
That's awkward.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we know he exists. The Orlando Magic. They had Tracy McGrady, Bo Outlaw, Aaron Gordon. I would assume that Shaq is on there somewhere, mm-hmm. and so I don't think the Lakers would. This Lakers would beat that Magic. Like Tracy McGrady and Shaq is enough to probably knock this team off.
That's probably true. All right.
Yeah. The Clippers, Bob McAdoo, Darius Miles. I would imagine Blake Griffin, Chris Paul are in there somewhere. That team's probably better. I think we're getting into the range where these teams are going to start beating this Lakers squad of non-Hall of Famers.
I actually like this Lakers squad better than that Clippers team.
Okay.
But I would agree that like we're starting to get into a spot where there's a conversation to be had.
Okay, the Mavs, so Dirk, Brendan Haywood, and J.J. Barea are all on this roster.
Yeah, no, the Lakers are beating that team.
Yeah, Dirk was really good, but other than that, like Mavericks, I'm trying to even think.
Well, they had like Josh Howard who wasn't in this game.
Yeah.
So that's Josh Howard. I'm not writing home about Josh Howard. I'd take this Lakers team of role players than that Dallas team. All right, let's who's next?
There's the Pacers who have Paul George and George Hill to make up their team of Georges, and they have, but apparently they don't have Reggie Miller because he wouldn't agree to have his rights in the game.
Right. Yeah. That would be a fun one. I think that series goes seven, and I think Indiana winds up winning. But I think that'd be a fun matchup between the two teams.
The Timberwolves have Kevin Garnett, and then like on the low end they have Trenton Hassel. I would imagine Kevin Love is probably on that team somewhere, but. Yeah, the Timberwolves are pretty bad.
Yeah, I'd probably take this Lakers team of role players over that team.
The Wizards, I would assume, like, John Wall is on there, but, like, they say, like, high is Elvin Hay, low is A's. Otto Porter, already on the Wizards all-time team.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, man. Is it just this roster and, like, a couple old-time guys? That's, wow.
Otto Porter. All-time wizard.
I'm calling him Wizards Great Otto Porter from now on. Okay, so this is starting to get into bad radio territory, but Portland Trailblazers with like Clyde Drexler, Wesley Matthews, Bill Walton. Yeah, I think now we're getting into the territory where I don't know if the Lakers are going to win anymore because they probably have Aldridge, Odin. Well, yeah. Not Odin, but like they have the version of Odin that's healthy, maybe. Yeah. And Brandon
they have
Roy.
Odin, they had Odin for like one quarter and then, you know, his foot hurts and then he.
Yeah, Brandon Roy.
I would probably. So of the teams that we talked about, I would say the Clippers would be where there'd be a fun conversation back and forth. And I'm sure if like Clippers fans are listening right now, I'm not sure why you would be. You're probably screaming
noted Clippers fan Trenton Hassel might be listening to this podcast.
Yeah. So I think it's fun though. The point of this exercise is just to point out to everybody that like as Laker fans, we're pretty freaking blessed that we're able to put a list together. We're able to put an 8-man rotation together and compare it to what, a third, if not a half, of the teams or the organizations.
Yeah, that was about a third. We got to about the 20s.
Yeah, a third of the organizations across the NBA in their entire histories, and either have a conversation about which team would win, if not win outright. That's pretty crazy, you know.
Yeah, like as always, our rankings aren't subjective; they're actually fact. So if you disagree that this Lakers team would beat those teams, you're just wrong, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean that's how this goes. We have the microphones, and therefore whatever we say into them is fact.
Yeah, I'm verified on Twitter, much to the chagrin of some girl in like a class with my friend.
We should cut this off because I'm honestly having a hard time keeping it together about Otto Porter being an all-time wizard.
A wizard's great Otto Porter, man. Okay, so that I think that wraps up our all-time talk, I guess.
Yeah, this was fun. Get at us. Let us know what you think about which team between Harrison and my all-time starting fives with one bench player is better than the other. Let us know about the role player team that we put together. If there's somebody that we forgot, let us know about that. All of that good stuff in either our mentions on...
I'm sure we messed up somewhere, and you guys will let us know, and that's why we love you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's keep this conversation going. Let's get through this offseason together. As always, follow the show on Audio Boom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and today's Fast Break. Today's show is brought to you by Silver Screen and Roll, or by SeatGeek. This show is not.
It's also brought to you by Silver Screen and Roll. Thank you for hosting the podcast, but it's actually brought to you by SeatGeek, the best mobile platform to buy and sell used tickets. If you could tell Anthony and I are tired, there is a reason for that.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll be back at it again on Monday. Have a good one, everybody. Stay safe over the weekend.
Easy. Do you need me to finish the show? Are you going to be all right? Like, you need me to finish it?
Can I be honest about something?
Okay.
All right. I'm in this office of mine, and I closed off the vent to save money on air conditioning, and I'm having heat stroke right now.
So my new apartment only has air conditioning in the living room. I'm not recording in the living room. And the light went out behind me. I'm recording in the dark. Go to my Instagram. I'm not kidding. All the lights are off for like the last like 30 minutes. Anthony and I are really gutting it out. Plus, I've been like training a newsroom staff all week, and we've been keeping busy.
That's where we're going to finish the show. So, Harrison, give us...
After we did all the sign-off stuff, okay.
Yeah.
This is like the Marvel after the credits scene. For those of you guys stayed for the credits, you're getting rewarded with a little stinger, I guess.
All right. So Harrison, for those of you who don't know it, is managing editor?
Yeah, managing editor of Cal State Fullerton student paper, The Daily Titan. So for some reason, they hired me to like be like a reputable journalist and like manage a newsroom of like people and try and have a paper be professional. Their mistake. Yeah, so you wanted to wrap this up, because I was talking to Anthony before the show about some of the things that I've had to explain to people this week as we are orienting our new newsroom employees. And I'm not going to name any names because that'd be kind of messed up, but there are some specific things that Anthony, I don't know, you were saying you thought people would think this was funny.
Yes. No, I absolutely, just based off of what I heard from you before we went live, I think people will find this funny and understand where you and I are coming from, where we're both exhausted and having heat stroke. So
Lakers talk is done. So if you just listen to us for Lakers stuff, that's over now, unless we trick you. But that's your gamble to make. But anyway, so...
Breaking news! No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so... This week, we'll just get into like a couple of things that I've had to explain to people.
Yep.
Why you don't leave coffee with milk in it in a cup over the weekend. why it is a bad idea to not dump out coffee grounds out of the coffee maker for overnight. Why dog hair is not okay to have in the multimedia room. I'm trying to think of some of the other...
Wait, was it... Like, aside from, you know, some people potentially being allergic to dog hair? Like, what was the, like, how much dog hair are we talking about here?
Enough dog hair that somebody complained when they went to go use it, like one of the college interclub councils, and complained to my advisor, who had to tell me to warn somebody to go clean it up.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, who else doesn't have to deal with that kind of problem?
I mean, occasionally you get dog hair in the multimedia room. This type of stuff happens. You know?
But that's a lot of dog hair.
No, it was a lot of dog hair. It was like kind of a worrying amount of dog hair.
Somebody just walked in there and shaved a dog.
Like, I actually wish that I had taken a picture of it. Like, I don't know how we got that much dog hair in the multi. Like, we aren't supposed to have dogs in the office. So, number one. So, I guess I got to explain to somebody why you don't bring your dog to work.
And or shave them in the office.
Yes. Don't shave your dog in the multimedia room. That's not a euphemism somehow. Also, I guess, like, on the reporting side, why you should record an interview, I guess. That's kind of important that I had to explain to someone. So, yeah, so that has been Harrison roasts his newsroom anonymously.
That's amazing. That's good.
And no, I mean, honestly, like, we work really hard. We stayed till 2:30 a.m. the other night, like, putting out a paper, and everybody's working hard. Everybody's new, but it just is I forget this that I had to learn this stuff at some point sometimes. And
well, yeah, the ironic part of this is that you had to learn that recording bit on our own show.
Okay, this is – so now I see what you did. You just set this up so that you could roast me one more time for messing up the interview with Kobe Carl. I do apologize for that. Longtime listeners will know what we're talking about. And this was – is this the weirdest segment we've ever done? I think it probably is.
It has to be. All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Like we said –
if you didn't enjoy this, sorry.
Yeah. Yell at Harrison. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll be back at it again on Monday, where we try to find something else to talk about. But again, let us know about the all-time teams that Harrison and I drafted, the all-time role-player team.
Like, if you feel like we tremendously snubbed someone, let us know. And maybe we'll talk about it on Monday's show. If there's, like, no news over the weekend, we'll address your wrong criticism.
Absolutely. Have a good one, everybody. We'll be right back.